Right next to W.L. Weller was Grabfelder and Company. Right next to Grabfelder was Brown Foreman.
Whiskey Row refers to a single strip of buildings now, but 100 years ago, it took up most of Main Street.
On down the road was Old Kentucky Distilling Company, which is also Thompson Straight Whiskey Company.
These companies weren't making whiskey downtown, but they took up block after block with business offices and storage in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Prohibition wiped out many of them, and later in the century, suburbanization finished the job with many other urban industries.
If you bring manufacturing back into the urban fabric, there might be an opportunity to bring in more workers to repopulate and reinvigorate the downtown.
Raphael Ng is one of the students, and he says creating jobs is just one thing an urban distillery can do.
I think that for each student, their prerogative might be different. But there's an opportunity to sort of celebrate the spectacle and the act of producing whiskey.
His classmate Seema Khairam agrees.
I think it would be really interesting to sort of create not just a place for the distillery, but to take the downtown life to not being just about sort of what happens from 9 to 5.
Oh, I see a lot of missed opportunities in Louisville.
Deborah Burke was a lead architect of 21C. She's back in Louisville to lead the Yale class. She likes the history and landscape of downtown Louisville, but she thinks it's too empty, and a distillery could bring back some of the life.
I wish I saw fewer abandoned buildings, and maybe, and I wish, I guess, attention had been paid to that sooner, so it didn't feel like quite the blight in some of the neighborhoods you drive through.
Other Yale students this year are taking trips to design projects in Italy, Switzerland, and Denmark. Louisville may seem like the least exotic of all the choices, but it may be the most practical. The designs have to follow building codes and pollution laws, and they could show how to not only bring jobs and tourists downtown, but how to bring industry to the urban core. But that will take balance. Balance between the need for jobs and the need for clean air and streets that aren't dominated by large trucks hauling goods out of town.
There's a real tension there.
Co-professor Noah Bicklin says there are other factors to balance, like bourbon's romanticized history and the aesthetics of modern architecture.
Obviously, there's a lot of the distilleries sort of tap into some of the authentic American, some of the backwoods nostalgia as part of that image. And I think we're interested in looking at that, but also thinking about if one would conceive of a modern distillery, what is its image?
And when I ask Deborah Burke about this conflict, she gives me an answer that could apply not only to the students, but to Louisville itself, as preservationists, developers, and city leaders try to bring downtown back.
I think they're going to be torn from wanting to make something that is very modern, that reflects, you know, distilling technology and the 21st century environment that they want to be part of, and then responding to the historic context.
The students' designs will be presented, judged, and graded at Yale in April, but Burke says she'd like to bring the ideas back to Louisville, possibly with a gallery display, right here on Main Street. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.